Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Bowen. My artist name is Nasty. With the X, I guess, NXSTY. I'm from Vancouver, Canada. And yeah, I just played a show here in Fort Mac, my first time up here this far north in Alberta. And it's been great. Love it out here.
There you go, man. So, first and foremost, you're from BC.
Yes, sir.
But now you live in America.
Yeah, I live in Vegas now. I've been back and forth, I'd say since 2018, like as much as I could. Obviously the pandemic kind of halted that a bit, but just to get straight to it, I feel like the Vancouver music scene, it's like, I always say it's a great hub to create music, but it's very monopolized in general, where it's not a good place to take it much further. So you got to go elsewhere, in my opinion.
Nice, you know? And you did. Yes. And so we've been talking about America, Canada today a lot, joking around about the two countries. But after the show, you and I were speaking, and I asked you, how has this increased your productivity for what you do moving to America? And you were just like, bro, forget about it. So explain to me, like, how has that benefited you being that? Because everybody goes there. There's got to be a reason.
Yeah, I think that is actually the biggest reason why I moved, is because I noticed the output of my art just got way increasingly higher, mostly because of the people I'm around. And you know, I had the great opportunity of, you know, meeting people like George very early on in my career. My very first show in LA, I played when I was 18. He opened for me. He also promoted it hella. He got like a lot of dope guests out there, and it was a really dope first show. And a lot of those people that were at that show are still some of my best friends to this day. And I think we just all share the same goal. I feel like you don't make it to these areas unless, you know, there's a certain amount of camaraderie we have for each other, because it's like you don't get to these areas without getting to a certain point or having a certain skill. Mm-hmm. So it's like we all know why we're there, we all know what we're doing, and you know, we all push each other to get our goals into greatness, you know, as opposed to sometimes when you're stuck in your hometown, you can, you know, get a little jaded and stagnant. You know, so I feel like switching your environment is very important.
Nice.
I got a question for you. What was it like playing in clubs before you were able to get in clubs?
I was DJing since like 17. I don't really like remember much of like, oh, you can't do this, or you can't do that, or we gotta, like, they're a lot like that out here in Canada, I'd say more. You know, like, I had friends that have been DJing clubs since they were, like, 16, and, you know, you gotta get escorted in, escorted out, but, like, in the States, they're more like, go drink, blah, 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 they don't really care. So, I was blessed to be doing it from an early age, so it's been real fun.
What's that like from a school perspective? Like, you're doing these big things, and then you have to go back to your day-to-day. Like, did people know who you were? Were teachers aware of you? Like, what was that like?
I started the Nasty Project in grade 8, and it kind of took off. I started touring in grade 12, so it was kind of like just in time to where I was kind of on my way out of school anyways, but I always tell people I was very lucky in Vancouver, or Burnaby New West to be exact. I went to Burn Creek, And a lot of my teachers were very young. So like when I had to tell them, oh, I gotta miss this essay project because I gotta go play EDC. They were like, hell yeah, fuck yeah, I love EDC. Like, take some videos for me, you know, like, which was really great. Also, I was very fortunate to have a studio in my school. It wasn't like a crazy studio, but you know, it was like kind of like a room like this with like speakers and a place to go create, which I feel very blessed to have, you know. I would always ask to like go to the bathroom and I just stay in that studio until like 9 p.m. Yeah. I'd spend more time at school than at home, you know, just because I was just always wanting to create. And my teachers, my teachers and my music teachers saw that. I think they saw how passionate I was about it, that they were just like, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's very passionate about the path he's taking. So they let me kind of do my thing. So I'm very grateful for that.
That's very cool, man. And so when you're traveling so much, you're by yourself a lot? Are you with DJs? Like, how does that on a day-to-day look like for you?
It's very all over the place. Sometimes you get to go with homies. Sometimes there's homies in the place you're going to that you've been friends with online forever and you finally get to meet them. Sometimes you get to take a manager. Sometimes you don't. I remember like my first USA tour in like 2018. Like I did all by myself, which was really like nerve-wracking. But I feel like it's very good like life experience, you know, like, oh, like just trying to sort out where I gotta go with like, you know, I'm responsible for myself and like where I need to be on time. I feel like it was really good experiences. Also, like I love just creating new friends that like love music and stuff. So yeah, it's been a blessing to, you know, live this life for sure.
No doubt. And so the one thing that blows my mind whenever we have an artist come here to Fort McMurray is more often than not, the people who are watching you don't know who the hell you are. Like, I could be up there and they'd be like, hey, somebody's up there. And so, but then you start playing your music and then they get into it. And then it's like, oh, okay. So, and you don't know what the vibe is in Fort McMurray prior to you coming up here. So, like, in real time, how are you, like, dealing with that? Because you killed it. Like, I came down for a second and I saw people going nuts and I'm like, all right, well, I got to go to another room, but success. And I bounced out. And so, like, how do you judge those rooms when you're going into them?
I think, like, Tanner said, he's just like, you know, you're booked to be yourself, which I really love that stuff. Because when I live in Vegas, I've been living in L.A., a lot of those markets, you know, the promoters and the people that run the stuff, they're very controlling and, you know, they want you to play to a certain crowd, certain demographic. They want you to please a certain crowd, you know, and I really appreciate when the people, the people running the show encourage you to be yourself. Yeah. Because it's like, you know, there's only one Shoku, there's only one Nasty. We can only bring our taste and what we like from where we are. You know, we're from all over the world, so we want to bring that uniqueness. Yeah. To what we're playing and stuff and what we're sharing with the crowd.
Yeah, no doubt. So I'm going to go or ask you to go backwards in your head for a second. Let's say you're around 7-8 years old. How are you listening to music? Is it on the radio? Is it in your headphones? And what kind of music are you listening to at that age? Your parents, your family around you are influencing your musical taste.
Yeah, very early, my earliest memories of music were like Eminem, like Swollen Members, Justin Timberlake, Timbaland, like just the early 2000s, like bouncy club
Swollen
shit.
Swollen Members, bro.
Yeah, that's a Canadian. Yeah, there's a,
they're a Vancouver, Vancouver-based group for sure that are dope.
What else? Mercules.
Oh yeah, Mercules from Surrey. Shout out Surrey. But yeah, we have such a crazy kaleidoscope of artists in Vancouver. Like, I got a lot of the local scene, I got a lot of what was on the radio. Also, before I was DJing and making music, I was like a competitive break dancer since like the age of 7. So, like,
can you show us? Prove it right now.
No, but yeah, I remember being like 7 to 16, just like battling like adult Asian Korean kids that were just crushing. They killed it. But that always encouraged me to make music that made people want to dance. And people would always say, like, artists I look up to, they'd always say, man, you have, like, really good swing and rhythm. And I'm like, oh, well, I feel like I got that from just, you know, dancing and stuff. Also, my parents did as well. But yeah, the early stages of like listening to music and stuff, it's just, it's always been about, you know, making people want to move and like, you know, stuff. Now I feel like it's changed a lot, but I still keep that in the back of my head whenever I'm producing, DJing or whatever, you know, I just want to make people move.
Yeah, that's so interesting, especially because like listening to you, it's interesting that you're so hip hop influenced from that early age. Because now you say it, and I'm like, oh, I can see that swag. Like, you can see it in your performance and how you move. Like, you're like, oh, that makes sense. He knows how to pop and lock. Okay, I got it. Fair enough. Very cool. Now, the most random thing about you, amongst all of those things, you sit down and you look at that poster, and you're like, I used to BMX.
Yeah. So, I love BMXing. I literally did everything before making music, and then I remember, I would BMX, dive, I would do competitive, like, trampoline. The only sport I didn't play was, like, hockey. And I think I didn't really play baseball either. But I remember as soon as I started making music, I quit everything. And I'm like, I'm doing this forever. Because I tell people, like, music, like, nobody can, like, win that. It's like, nobody can be the best. It's completely subjective. The goal to being the best artist you can be will never end. So, yeah, that's why I love it.
That's so cool. And with that laser focus that you've had, you've seen success based on that model.
Yeah, I'm grateful to have. I'm just a very hyper-focused person, and I do something to the finish line. That's why I like music, because there is no finish line.
That's awesome, man. Well, listen, unfortunately, Tanner's tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Yeah, I'm Nasty. My at is at NXSTY on everything. I think SoundCloud is like at Nasty Music. Hella new music coming out this month. And shout out Fort Mac. Shout out everybody that threw this together.
There we go. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Naral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope you all are having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.